The nation's largest health care program, Medicaid, is in crisis. Medicaid provides health care for the poorest Americans, and for the third year in a row, Medicaid rolls are growing while tax revenues are falling. State governments have cut back on eligibility, they're paying less to hospitals, and they're demanding deep discounts from drug makers. The drug companies have fought back in court with mixed results. Now in Michigan, a state that's been at the forefront of this movement, the drug maker Pfizer is trying a different tactic. NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports.
The world's largest drug company is announcing layoffs today after buying another drug company, Pharmacia. For many months now, the state of Michigan has been trying to save its Pharmacia jobs. There are about 6,000 of them, and Michigan has offered Pfizer huge tax breaks if the company stays and grows there. 2 weeks ago, Hank McKinnell, Pfizer's chairman and CEO, told Michigan he wasn't interested. Barry Broom, head of an advocacy group called Southwest Michigan First, says McKinnell's reason was simple. Michigan isn't buying enough Pfizer drugs through its Medicaid program. Broom helped craft the tax breaks to woo Pfizer.
I think it's very dangerous to get into a quid pro quo situation, but I think the message is loud and clear. McKinnell runs the company. He's not going to put it in states that don't favor the pharmaceutical policy, and you're going to have to pick between your cost savings and a robust pharmaceutical industry.
Pfizer's beef with Michigan centers on something called a preferred drug list. It's a common feature of private insurance programs, but it's new to state Medicaid programs. In Michigan, the preferred drug list consists of drugs that the state says are best and most affordable in their class. Some of Pfizer's blockbusters are on Michigan's list because they're so good, drugs such as Lipitor, which lowers cholesterol. But other big sellers, such as the antidepressant Zoloft and the antihistamine Zyrtec, aren't. Pfizer didn't want to negotiate when Michigan drew up the list last year, but CEO Hank McKinnell is negotiating now by threatening layoffs if Michigan doesn't open up its list to more Pfizer drugs. So says Bernie Horn, policy director of the Center for Policy Alternatives, a legislative think tank here in Washington. Horn says McKinnell is negotiating not just with Michigan, but with every other state as well.
By punishing Michigan, it sends a message to states all over the country, don't mess with us. We will punish you if you try to cut drug prices.
Dan Mendelson, who heads the consulting group Health Strategies, says McKinnell is right to use the threat of layoffs to speak to Michigan and other states. After all, he says, a drug manufacturer such as Pfizer has a multifaceted relationship with states.
The manufacturer is also a major creator of jobs and sometimes a major payer of taxes, and in other cases, a major political contributor. And these different roles and relationships are never isolated.
Fair or not, McKinnell's tactics may well work. Barry Broom says he, along with local officials from Kalamazoo, where many Pfizer jobs are at stake, recently met with the state's newly elected Democratic governor, Jennifer Granholm.
She has offered and has committed that Pfizer will be at the table for future healthcare decisions made by the Granholm administration and the Michigan legislature.
Late this afternoon, Pfizer announced that it would be cutting some jobs in Michigan, but that it would also add two new research centers there. An hour later, Governor Granholm's office said that after receiving input from Pfizer officials, she has asked state officials to review a Florida program that Pfizer favors. Many drug makers give Medicaid discounts to Florida, but not Pfizer. Pfizer says it delivers cost savings to Florida through a different process. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.